So they say that some scientists, they say science deals with the matter, or the physical matter, and so they try to...
Physical matter, where from the physical matter comes? Unless you come to that point, you are not a scientist. Where from the matter comes?
Sometimes they try to relate science and religion, some scientists, and they make a differentiation. And they say religion...
Religion, when it comes to the real cause of everything, then you come to religion. Religion is the science of sciences. Because you are trying to find out the original cause, and as to come to the original cause, he is God, original cause. So as soon as you come to God, then there is religion.
And that the definition of differentiation is that they say religion deals with the value of life, the moral and ethics.
Right.
And on the other
hand, religion is the source of moral ethics. Because religion means to come to the perfectional point. So as soon as there is perfection, moral and ethics are already there. So-called moral ethics, that is attribution. Harava bhaktasya kutu muhadguna. If one is not a devotee of the Lord, his morality has no value. That is attribution. Harava bhaktasya kutu muhadguna. Muhadguna, high quality. Moral ethics, there are high qualities. So, Bhagavat says that unless one is devotee of God, he cannot have high qualities. That is attribution.
So without God consciousness, there is no question of morality.
No. There is no question of morality. First of all, define what is morality. What is the definition of morality?
The value of life in its proper perspective.
Value of life, everyone has got his own value. The drunkard here has got his value of life, and when I drink, it is life. Is that morality?
That is the morality of the drunkard.
Therefore, everyone has got his own morality. There is the standard morality.
Yes. It must be standard for everyone.
That is Ramakrishna Mission's morality. Yatamat tatatat. Whatever you think, that is your way. Yatamat tatatat.
Yatamat tatatat.
As many ways you think, that's all right.
That is what they define morality.
Yeah. You make your own morality.
That's not standard.
No. These rascals do like that. So why don't you make your own law in this state?
Cannot.
Why do they not say their own law? Well, I have got my own law. I don't care for state law. Is it me? Accept?
You'll be caught. Anyone who does that is either criminal or insane.
Yes, insane. In all criminality is done when one is insane. That is the definition of the devil. Everyone is criminal when he is innocent. Same man is never punished when he is criminal. Just like when a man commits murder, unless he becomes innocent, he cannot commit murder.
So I'm only college students. It's very common that they say, I don't care what to say.
Huh?
These people.
Yeah.
Students. I want to follow my own aim and desire, my own morality. Yes,
sir. That's all right, but why don't you do that in case in relationship to the state? Suppose the state says you must drive to the right. Why don't you drive on the left? Why do you obey the state law? What does it say? To do whatever you like.
Means there's someone more powerful than they are.
Yes.
They have to obey.
Immediately he will kick down his face. He will ask him, why are you driving? Kick down his face. And what he will say at that time? Can he say that? Yes, it is mine. Law, I will do it. Can he say like that?
I cannot
tell it. Then what is it? You're insanity. What you cannot do, if you say, I can do it, then you're insanity.
They just argue without any background.
Huh?
Just for argument.
That means so-called education making them all rascals and fools. That's all. The education has no help. We therefore say that it flows all this universe. We are simply producing rascals and fools. That's all.
Hassle.
Pura. Unless one comes to the point of Krishna consciousness, we don't give any value to so-called education as one can come. Our only formula is Harava Bhakta Sukhuto Mahadhu. If one is not Krishna conscious, he has no right. Immediately rejects him. He has no value of desire. We are advocating Krishna consciousness not on sentiment, on the value of life, that these men are being carried away by things without any value of life. Let us save them. That is our mission. Just like a police person is going on the ocean. So he is asking, why you are doing that? Why you are doing that? You are a madman. This is the duty.
Yes.
Similarly, these rascals are going to hell. We are trying to save them. This is Krishna consciousness moment.
I read an article by Srila Prabhupada about sometimes 1935 or 40, early in the Back to Godhead magazine, the earlier copies, the Prabhupada writes about the standard of morality, article.
Yes.
Yeah, everything is very nicely explained.
Yes, I wrote about that. Standard of morality. We have got very simple formula from the statement of Shastra. Rāva bhaktasya puto mahadguna. Haro, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, avakta, non-devotee. The person who is not a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Puto mahadguna. Where is his high quality? No, no high quality. Bhagavad Gita is a Kamam Sapadante Murha. So we see so that he has surrendered to God. Otherwise, he's a Murha. Rest.
First one is from Mahavatam.
Then it is from Bhagavad Gita.
No, the first one.
Yes. Rama Bhakti. Jasyasti Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana Sarvai Gunai Tattva Samasati Suraha Rama Bhakti Sakitu Mahadukuna Munorathena Munorathena. These last days, they are simply speculating on the mental platform. Munorathena Asatu Bhavato Vahi. They are entrapped by the external energy, by mental speculation. They have no right. All these scientists, philosophers, they are on the mental platform, speculating. I'm scientist, I say this, you say no, I say this. Who is correct?
It's not judgment.
No judgment. Therefore, they are all madmen. You can speak in your own way, I will speak in my own way. And another fool thinks that both of them are scientists. They do not agree. They still he is scientist. Cheaters and the cheated. Somebody is cheating and somebody is becoming cheated. The whole society is a combination of cheaters and cheated. I see both of them, you do not agree. Just like they have rejected religion. Because two religionists, they do not agree. So why not this expert scientist? They do not agree. Just see, they are so poor, they are still there after this. The modern people, they have rejected religion because they say, then one religion does not agree with another. So there is no skepticism. So why not about the scientists? You see? Everywhere you will find contradiction. Therefore, anyone, and we are finding out this contradiction, because we have little attachment for Krishna. Others cannot find out. We are challenging scientists, philosophers, although we are teaching persons, because we have little attachment for Krishna. Otherwise, who is detecting their follies? Nobody. The scientists' follies, the philosophers' follies, they are contradicting. A devotee can find out. Pashyanti jānate puṣpa. Unless one is highly enlightened, one cannot find out this defect, contradiction. Pashyanti jānate puṣpa. We have got simple formulas in this Shastra. Simply on the basis of those formulas. Whole Vedic literature is like that. That's right. Ayurveda or astrology, everything is like that. Ayurveda. Medicine. they have to learn only the beating of the pulse. If one becomes expert in which way the pulse beating is going on. They have got an example. That's like some birds jump over like this. Some bird goes like this. So, they have got example how the pulse is beating, jumping or easily going. So, these symptoms, if one can study, he becomes physician. That's part. Anyway, because as soon as he can study the pulse, how it is beating, in which way, that is, requires his experience, then immediately the formula is, if the pulse is beating in this way, then these symptoms will be there. And he will ask the patient,
confirm the symptoms.
Yes, confirm the symptoms. If he says yes, then immediately the diagnosis is there. And as soon as diagnosis is there, the medicine is there. Similarly, astrologers, they will see the constellation of the stars, and then the formula is there. If this star is now with this star, if that planet is with that planet, then this is the result. So this Ayurvedic astrologer and physician requires little clear brain. Otherwise, very nice. The research work is already there. Just like we are. What is our research? Krishna says, parasattva bhavanya, there is another nature. You believe it? We have not gone to another nature. But Krishna says, there is another nature, spiritual nature. This material nature, inferior nature, bhumi rapanara vayu aparayam, this is inferior. It has to be dine pakitin para. There is another superior nature. What is that? The living force. We will argue. So, we have got very easy nature. And because we are receiving all this information from the most perfect, that's our knowledge. And for all these rascals, so many were capable of unnecessary delivery. They cannot come to the right conclusion. What is a good policy? If you unnecessarily work without any result, then what is your policy?
Mura.
Ass. The ass works without any profit. So these are asses. Without coming to the right conclusion, they are working hard, day and night, and spending lots of money. So mura. Why the scientists are searching out protons, neutrons to find out the original cause? So they could not find the original cause. They see the middle work only, how the proton is working, neutron is working, atom is working. But where from this arrangement came, how they are working systematically, they do not know. So what is their science?
It is just like studying the saddle.
That's all.
But we know that there is a saddle, so there must be a real object.
Yes. Unless there is a real object, there cannot be saddle. Now the sky is clouded. We cannot see above the cloud. Does it mean there is nothing? If somebody else, there is nothing, except.
All we have to do is fly up there and it's bright as sun.
Yes.
Somehow we have to remove the covering.
Yes. We don't give any credit to any man, be he or not Krishna conscious. That is our final conclusion. We can give credit so much as you thought. It's like you are a driver. So I can give you the credit of a driver, but I cannot give you the credit of High Court judge. So much. But you know, that man has credit.
Yes.
Yes, when you see that become High Court judge, then I shall give you credit. Why before you want to fix it?
So one has to have a certain qualification.
Everyone has got, the bard has got also certain qualifications. What is it? You cannot jump over like that. You see how it is being? A small bird. He has the complete sense how to protect. He's doing his business. So everyone has got some qualities. By nature's gift. One bird can go 7 miles and you can see where it is good. You cannot see half a mile. What is the value of your eyes? In comparison to that bird. There are so many wonderful things done by the animals. Without any scientific knowledge, so-called scientific knowledge. The scientific knowledge of material compass, that knowledge is there in the birds and beasts. For material compass. They know how to do it. Why this elaborate? There is no need of. Because if your knowledge is for these four things, eating, sleeping and mating, then what is the value of such knowledge? The bird will also die after eating, sleeping. He will also die after eating, sleeping. Then where is the advancement of knowledge? You have not improved in any way than the birds and the beasts. You cannot check that. The bird also cannot check that. Then where is the advancement? Simply the bird is finding out food by the beaks and you eat on the table, chair, therefore you are advanced. You are also eating, he is also eating, he is eating his own way, you are eating his own way. Does it mean advancement? But when death comes, the bird will be also kicked out, he will be also kicked out. Then where is the advancement?
Advancement in sensual sight.
But that is not advancement. That is wasting time. Suppose primitive man, he has got also sensual engagement. Does the primitive man have no sex life? He has got his own man, he has got sex life. The dog has got sex life, the cat has got sex life, you have got sex life. And because you have your sex life nicely dressed, you are advanced. This is foolishness. We have to see the real life. Ahara, Nidra, Vayama, Intanamcha. These four things, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, you will find in the bars and this. And if you are engaged in these four things, in so-called scientific way, so where is your advance? When death will come, your science will not save you. As the body will not be saved, you will not be saved. Then where is your advance? You are going on motor car, say 20 miles. One bird can fly 50 miles. Even is more accurate. I have seen in the ship, the skylark, they go equal speed. The ship is running on 25 miles speed or 30 miles. They are going. So what is your requirement? By nature, it is expired. Just like this dog, they are jumping with great force in the ocean and they will come back. Similarly, you also go into a trap and they don't come back. What is the difference between this dog and you? So, we have to compare, where is your advancement of knowledge? Advancement of knowledge means to mitigate, minimize miseries of life. That is called advancement. But the real miseries of life is birth, death, old age and disease. You cannot do anything. So where is your advancement from God? The scientists cannot stop death, cannot stop birth. They are inventing so many chemical contraceptive methods, but the statistic is population is increasing. Even they are unsuccessful in this matter. The statistic is that every minute or second, 3 persons are increasing all over the world. Where is your contraceptive? You cannot check even birth. Birth, death, and Bhagavad Gita says, these are real problems. Birth, death, old age and disease. So what you have done about these things, we have to see. Then we can accept that you are advanced.
You don't want to think about it.
Because they cannot do anything. Just like some foolish animal, when there is danger, they close the eyes. They think that my danger is over. Because I do not see anymore. Yes, so many animals, they die. Monkeys, rabbits, they die. When there is danger, they close the eyes. Yes. So similarly, these rascals, they cannot make any solution of this problem. That's what they said aside. Don't travel. Where is the advance? They are constructing big houses with a hope they will live in this house comfortably. But any day he will be kicked out. Get out. What he can do? Why is laboring so much? Suppose if you are constructing some house, if somebody says that you are going to die tomorrow, will you do it?
I don't know.
No sane man will do it. But death is sure. You are making very nice foundation. But we'll have to leave. We cannot remain there. That they do not know. Jawaharlal Nehru worked for, Gandhi worked for his country so much. Now who is there? Nobody knows.
Where?
Jawaharlal Nehru, Mahatma Gandhi, he worked so hard for nation. Now he's dead and gone. Now where he is? Neither nation knows. Whether he has, now some astrologer told that he has become a dog in Sweden.
Did he become a dog?
Dog.
Nehru.
Yes. There is facility. Dehantram prapti. Change of body. So you, according to laws of nature, you have to change your body. You cannot dictate the laws of nature that give me this body. Give me again American body. That is not possible. When you are dead, you have to accept another body. It may be cat's body, dog's body. It doesn't matter. You cannot dictate nature that give me a body like this.
Like when the magistrate gives you a sentence,
You
cannot say, oh, give me this sentence. No, you must accept
what
the punishment is.
That is not possible. Neither you can say the magistrate partial, the judge, somebody, he gives, give him degree for $1 million. Another, hang it. So, the judge is not partial. He is getting his money, he is getting his punishment. He is simply making judgment. He is not impartial. He is not enemy to anyone or friend of anyone. Similarly, according to our work, he will get punishment or reward by God. God is not in person.
That's another argument they give.
Eh?
When there's some calamity, then they say, they blame
God.
Supreme, yes.
And then there's profit, that is his thing. Then he said, oh, I have worked so hard. Now I have got this cross. And then there is calamity. Oh, what can I do? This God's puja.
Prabhupada, it seems almost daily that he suffers so much. So we see almost daily that people are dying, get killed in the car accident, burned in houses, so many things. We experience almost daily.
Yes.
But still people seem to not think about it.
Maybe Bhagavad Gita is a gupalam. This is a place for suffering. This material world is a place for suffering. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, gupalam, and that suffering, that also you cannot make any, what is called compromise. All I is suffering, I shall remain here. But that also you cannot. Someday nature will kick you out. Get out. Dukkhalayam asasatam. Even if you accept this place of misery to be your permanent residence, that also you cannot. You have to go out. Today or tomorrow or 50 years after, you have to go. That is a mistake. I am thinking, I have got this American body or this body, that body, I am very happy. But how long you will remain in this condition? Any moment you will be kicked out. This is law of nature. Therefore, my intelligence will be shown when We are trying for the real eternal life. That is what.
So these sufferings are also due to the desire of the individual soul.
Now, the suffering is there. Suppose you are in the ocean. It is suffering. But if you have got a good sleep, you may think that I am very well situated. That good sleep also can sink at any moment. Suffering is always there. You cannot avoid the suffering because you are in the ocean. Suppose you are in the air, in a very nice place. Does it mean you are secure? Any moment it can be. There is danger, heavy. That's what this place is. All is danger. Padang, padang, jatabhi, padang. All is danger. So the real intelligence means you have to find out where there is no danger. That is it. Where there is real happiness. In the material world, we cannot have happiness.
So without the proper guidance,
hmm?
Without the proper guidance,
that everything requires guidance. You are working in the laboratory under guidance. Similarly, everything requires guidance. Just like these small birds, first of all they learn with the mother. The mother goes and they go. Mother come back, they come back. So guidance, nature's way, guidance. And when they become little habituated, then without mother they can do their business. That guidance is there everywhere. Dukkhalam athasatam nathmubanti. Anyone who reaches me, he does not come back to this material world full of misery and temporary life. That means anyone who goes back to home, back to Godhead, there is no misery, there is no temporary life. It must be the opposite. Mamupe sukukonteya dukkhalayam asastam nāpnubanti saṃsiddhīṃ paramāham. That is highest perfection. Paramāham. Saṃsiddhīṃ paramāham. All this scientific research is going on for perfection. They say the world is imperfect. That's it. There is a fact. Imperfect. imperfect means, here you cannot get happiness and cannot live permanently. This is imperfect. That they do not. That question they set us. His problem, we say to the scientists, what you have done for human society to live eternally in perfect happiness. What is their answer?
They do just the opposite. They accelerate to death and they create no problems.
Right.
They'll say that's fine.
That is nonsense. Therefore, you kick on yourself. Therefore, you have got the right to kick on yourself. Yeah.
There are now some theories how to prolong life, how to live longer.
Yeah, what is that? Even if you live longer, does it mean that eternal life? And that is already there. I live for 80 years, and I live for, say, 60 years, and I live for 100 years. That is already there. The trees live for thousands of years. Does it mean it's life? A tree leaves far in your San Francisco, there is a tree which is, say, 7,000 years. Does it mean it is life? To leave for prolonged duration of life? Then the tree is better than you. It is also living. Shankaracharya lived for 32 years. Lord Chaitanya lived for 48 years. So what is the use of living for 100 years? Who is more famous than Shankaracharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So you live for a moment, but live what? There it is. And living for 7,000 years standing like the tree, is there life?
In this Prabhupada says, one crowded hour of glorious light is worth a day without a name.
That's the fact. Kalpanta sthayina guna janaka panjita. That if you have got quality, then you live for millions of years. Millions of years. If you have got quality. And if you have no quality, then living for thousands of years like the tree, what is the use? Is that very glorious life to stand up in a place like a tree for thousands of years? Actually, they do not know what is the value of that. How people are busy here. And we see how people are wasting time. This is the vision.
This is progress.
Yes. Progress towards death, that's not. That the animal has not. There are the progress. The frog. Kakarakana, progress. The progress is that the snake is coming near us. Kala sattva. not a single instance of this verse being overpowered by the faith. That's first part. Not touching the water, although working with big waves. Where from he got this knowledge? You can study, instead, not a single instance you find that it is overpowered by the waves. Anyway, continue.
Krishna within is directing.
Yes. Is he directing you also? But this, how this direction takes place? According to your desire. If you want to be seated, Krishna will direct you. How will you become seated?
From him comes forgetfulness, is also remembrance.
Yes. You don't want to understand Krishna, and Krishna will give you such direction, you'll never understand Krishna. Life after life. So Krishna has got two kinds of direction, according to my desire. Positive and negative. As you want direction, Krishna will give you direction. Yes. Who is giving direction?
Just one.
Who is giving direction? Some men are coming. Try out. They have got influence. How to protect. What is this power?
Coast Guard
power.
Coast Guard power.
Oh.